News, I'm Ben Thomas. A judge in Texas is giving a woman permission to have an abortion. Ed Donahue has the story.
Kate Cox is a mother of two from the Dallas area and is 20 weeks pregnant. Her fetus has a fatal diagnosis.
I am going to grant the temporary restraining order for Ms. Cox, Mr. Cox, and Dr. Carson.
It stops Texas from enforcing the state's abortion ban on Cox and lasts for 14 days. Travis County District Judge Maya Gamble says the idea Cox wants to desperately be a parent in this law might actually cause her to lose that ability.
Is shocking and would be a genuine miscarriage of justice.
Under the restrictions in Texas, doctors who provide abortions could face criminal charges that carry a punishment of up to life in prison. The state says Cox did not meet the criteria for a medical exception. I'm Ed Donahue.
The University of Nevada, Las Vegas has identified the three people killed in a campus shooting yesterday as faculty members. The gunman was killed in a shootout with police. They identify him as a business professor, and one law enforcement official tells AP he'd unsuccessfully sought a job at UNLV. In Gaza, Israeli forces have struck as far south as the town of Rafah in a widened offensive against Hamas. UN officials say there are now no safe places in Gaza. And the movie Oppenheimer will be released to theaters in Japan next year. Margie Zaraletta explains.
A story about the man credited with inventing the atomic bomb is a sensitive topic in Japan. Thousands were killed when the U.S. dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. Japanese film distributor Bitter's End says after months of thoughtful dialogue about the subject matter, the movie will have a theatrical release in Japan. Bitter's End says Oppenheimer is a singular cinematic experience that transcends traditional storytelling. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
This is AP News. It was a bounce-back day for stocks. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street closed higher, breaking its first three-day losing streak since Halloween. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% Thursday. The index is still holding near its highest level since March of 2022. The Dow rose 62 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.4%. Big tech pushed strongly upward on the market, led by a big gain for Google's parent company. Alphabet rose more than 5% a day after launching its latest foray into artificial intelligence, Gemini. Treasury yields mostly held steady after a report showed a slight increase in the number of workers applying for unemployment. A potentially more impactful report on the job market will arrive on Friday. Markets are hoping that the Federal Reserve will leave interest rates alone at its meeting next week. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thank you, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.